Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Cairo International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by producer and president of the festival, Mohammed Afsi. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be on the air with you, and thank you for coming to the edition of the festival.
So I guess we're near the end of the festival. Are you satisfied? This is also your first edition as president.
I'm satisfied and relieved as well that it's a big responsibility and it's a big undertaking, and I don't have all that much experience with managing film festivals, so for me to take charge of such a big festival, it's a festival that shows 170 films this year and has an industry component and at a time of transition, etc. So it's been huge for me, and I'm relieved that it's gone well, and I'm ready to get to the finish line and then kind of have a rest and evaluate how it's been.
Well, it's the 40th edition of the history of the festival, but it also feels like, there's been a lot of talk of this being like some sort of a first. Is a first in many ways. Now, why would someone look at this edition in this way?
Well, that was my intention all along, I think the festival needed, if I can say, a revival of some sorts, and it needed also to be more modern in the way it presents itself and the role that it plays in not only showing films, but enabling filmmakers in providing opportunities for the local film community to gain experience, to meet some of the best people working in the industry, and I think that that was my aim, and the team that I brought on board to work alongside the old existing team, that was the mindset we started with, and we tried to achieve that. I think we started definitely achieving that, and I think it's going to take sometime, maybe another 1 or 2 years before this festival really is where it deserves to be in terms of position in among international festivals.
Well, and do you also think that like this sort of a, let's say, rebirth of the Cairo Film Festival goes well with the current moment of the cinema from the region?
Yes, and I think it also comes in a good time for Egypt. If you go to the exhibition of the 40th Legacy exhibition at the Opera House, and you will get a sense of how rich this festival's history is, and the stars and the filmmakers and the people that have been very keen and happy to come to this festival in the past were just some of the biggest names in the world, and it's got a really big history, and so it would be a shame for all that to kind of get lost amidst mediocrity in organization or lack of resources or political instability or any reason why this festival could have suffered in the last 10 years or so. So I think this festival needs support. I think it needs support from the government, it needs support from private institutions, it needs support by the local film community, and I am just one of those people that feel an obligation to serve this festival and to serve the local film community, and I'm not alone. I have a great team, and we are we're all doing this with a lot of commitment, but at the same time we know it's not easy. We know there's a challenge, and that for example, finding money has been really difficult, and we rely on Ministry of Culture funding, but that is not enough to produce the festival at a level that we feel is necessary, and so we had to look out elsewhere, in the private sector and other governmental institutions, and to a certain extent we've succeeded in bringing on board sponsors and support from media partners, support from tourism agencies. So it's been a real trip, to try to have all that happen within 7 months and put the show together in 7 months. It's not been easy.
Well, yeah, no, it doesn't sound easy at all. How important is the role of the festival in actually promoting film culture among people who live here?
I mean, that's the whole point, isn't it? Is to really engage audiences and local film goers and cinephiles and young people who are just interested in cinema, and get them to see other a different cinema that they don't see all year round, and that needs communication, you know, proper communication on social media, on, you know, even things like how the festival is branded and you know, how it's programmed also to a certain extent. So it's been, yeah, it's been our focus, and we've diversified the program for some of those reasons, and we added this midnight section, which is for genre films. We introduced VR cinema. We you know, we try to focus on Arab and Egyptian films, and you know, all that has led to an increase in attendance numbers, as well as our social media strategy and communication partner.
Right, yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much for that. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.